Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Let's
take it up one more time. Every praise.
Every praise.
Come on, everybody.
To our God.
don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Today, glory be to God for joining in the Block Talk Radio and the MCI Block Talk. I'm your host today, Bishop Thurman A. Butler. Glory be to God, giving God all the praises. Amen. From the Honorable Bishop Hezekiah Walker. Heavy praise is to our God. Amen. That's a way of announcement. Amen. Remember right there, Bishop Hezekiah Walker is being a blessing to the body of Christ. Those of you in the Richmond, Virginia area, amen, and surroundings across the world, amen, he is blessing Virginia Union University with a course that specializes in gospel composery, gospel artistry. You want to be a gospel artist, you want to be a gospel composer, you want to be a gospel songwriter, amen. He is opening up a course where you can go and get yourself a degree. Glory to God in the area of gospel music. Thanks be to God, the blessed Hezekiah Walker, blessing the body of Christ. Hey, man, I thank again you all champions that have come today. I'm going to get right into the word of God today. Hey, man, you're going to find me, hey, man, reading in the book of Psalms. Hey, man. Hey, man, chapter 57. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. And I'm going to draw a thought. I'm going to draw a thought here. I got something in my spirit that I believe the Lord is saying unto us. Actually, I'm going to go into Psalms chapter 56. The last verse of chapter 56. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Will not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? And I want to just entitle this short episode of encouragement to you. Don't wait till the battle's over. Shout now. Don't wait till the battle's over. Glory to God. Shout now. Hallelujah. The Bible declares, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. To God be the glory. And in this 56th chapter of the book of Psalms, it's to the chief musician, David, one of David's chief musicians. It's a song of Gath. And in the first verse, he says, be merciful, hallelujah, unto me, God. Do you know merciful is a character trait of God? Merciful comes from the root word mercy. And mercy is a character trait of our living God. We ask people all the time, have mercy on me. Be merciful unto me. But I want to let you know today, only certain mercies can be extended from God. Certain mercies can only be extended or given by God. Well, Bishop, why do you say that? Because some areas we don't have authority in. Hallelujah. Some areas men don't have authority to give you mercy because they can't give you judgment. See, the only person who can give you mercy is when they're in position to give you judgment. Hallelujah. Somebody need to know today, man has very little mercy he can give you except to be merciful to your flesh or to something here in this world. But the Bible declares, fear not him that can kill the body and can't the soul, but rather, just fear not him who can kill the body but cannot touch the soul. But rather, fear him that can kill the body and cast your soul into hell's flame. To God be the glory. There's certain mercies that men cannot extend. But Hezekiah was at the point of death. Do you think any man could have been merciful to him and had 15 years? They could not extend it because they didn't have authority to. But the musician here, Gath, is asking God, be merciful unto me. Can we go a little further? See, a lot of us, we know about grace, and we always extend grace and mercy, but we really don't understand what mercy is. Yes, grace is what keeps you safe. Mercy is what stops you from being punished. Somebody got that. I'm going to say it again because somebody might need it again. Grace keeps you saved under the blood. But mercy stops the punishment. And it changes the judgment that we deserve. You don't need mercy if you never done anything. Yeah, you don't need mercy if you walk so straight and you praise so good and glory be to God. You never falter. You dot every I and cross every T. You need mercy, but people who believe they have perfected this thing don't believe they need the mercy. But I'm reminded that the Bible declares, and a song, a hymnologist said, new mercies I see. Every day, new mercies, Habasia, I see. So mercy is for those who understand. I need you, God. I need your help. I need your character. Hallelujah. Applied to me. I need your love applied rather than your judgment applied. Mercy is the act of not giving you what you deserve. Amen? Praise God. Let's move on. So he's asking God, be merciful, God. For man would swallow me up. Don't you trust in the arm of flesh. Don't you lean on flesh. They sung a hymn in old time, church. I'm leaning. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. See, you got to lean on the everlasting arm of Jesus Christ. They went further to say on Christ, the solid rock end. And all of the ground is sinking sand. How about Sieta? You want to trust in Christ and Christ alone. He said, man would swallow me up. Don't you understand today that you don't want to be built up by man? You want to be put in position by man? You don't want to be, glory to God, brought to a place that man's authority can have the final say in your life. Hallelujah. Because he's showing that man will not extend mercy like God will. Can I recall your attention to the word of God when David sinned with Bathsheba? See, glory to God. See, and it was time for judgment. And God sent the prophet to the man of God. And he had a choice. Do you want God to judge me? How about CA? Or should I turn you over to man? He said, let God judge me. Because man will swallow me up. Man don't forgive. Man don't care. They don't pray for you. They don't understand the heart of you. They swallow you up and spit you out. Hallelujah. And show no mercy. But he said, God, have mercy. He said, he frightened daily, oppresses me. How many people know, glory to God, you got to fight every day? That's why it's no need of being religious. Because if you're religious, you ain't going to fight every day. You want to fight when you feel like shouting. How about CA? You want to fight when you feel like dancing. You want to fight when you feel like believing. You're going to fight, glory be to God, when you're in church. You're going to fight in certain situations. In certain situations, you're going to lay, come on somebody, your weapon down. He said, I'm fighting every day. And it's oppressing me. Oh, come on, somebody. We might as well tell the truth. We can take the mask off. Sometimes you get tired of warring day after day after day. But if you are warring day after day after day, good God Almighty, every day that you war is every day that you learn to trust God the more. How about you? Did you hear me? Every day that you war, every day you learn to trust God more. That's what gives you the strength to go on another day. That's what gives you the strength to keep running for God. That's what makes you say, I'm not laying my weapons down. That's what makes you say, I'm on the battlefield. I'm fighting for my Lord. Hey, glory be to God. How about that's what make you hold up the bloodstained banner. Good God Almighty. That's where you get this inner strength to go on another mile. Good God Almighty. That's what makes you understand he didn't bring me this far to leave me. God Almighty. That's what make you say, I'm not going to wait till the battle's over. Hey, glory be to God. I'm going to shout right now. Hallelujah. In the midst of it, I'm going to shout right now. Good God Almighty, because after this, glory be to God, there will be glory. Ah, come on, say to yourself, there will be glory after this. Kabasie. But you can't wait to shout. You can't wait to fight. You can't wait to war. Every morning you wake up, glory be to God, you got to fall on your knees. God Almighty, put the armor of God on you. Take on the mind of Christ and go out into the world. Come on, somebody. Making disciples. Go out into the world. Let your light so shine before men. Go out into the world with a made up mind. God Almighty, how about Shanda? With vengeance on your heart. And be sober. Be vigilant. For your adversary. Your adversary. I don't think you don't have one. Everybody got an adversary. You may not found out what it is yet. But if you keep walking long enough, you keep warring long enough, Good God Almighty. Then you're going to understand that there's an adversary to your soul. Good God Almighty, you may not experience the deepest attack of him yet. You may not experience the fight that he puts up against you yet. But keep walking. Keep warring. Good God Almighty, he's going to show his head. How about Sikandanabosha? He's going to lift up his head. Oh, sleuth foot devil, he's going to show up somewhere. But glory be to God, when you got it in your mind, how about CA? That I'm ready. Ah, oh, good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. When you let him know, for God I live and for God I die. And it's not in me. My faith is in Jesus Christ. Good God Almighty. I shall not trust the sweetest frame. I don't care how you look. I don't care how you smell. I don't care where you live. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care what your last name is. I dare not trust the sweetest frame. How about seeing? But holy mean on Jesus' name, on Christ, the solid rock. How about CA? I said the solid rock. Make sure that your anchor holds and grip that solid rock. Because we know in the end, we're going to win. So don't wait till the battle's over, champion. Shout now, right in the midst of whatever you're going through, because you have an adversary. He walketh about as a roaring lion. He is seeking whom he may devour. Now, your adversary, again I say, may not be the same adversary, but it's the devil. See, the adversary is what the weapon that he formed. See, when he says he, your adversary, the devil, meaning that your adversary, the devil, may not necessarily be my adversary, the devil. See, because whatever your adversary is, or your adversarial enemy, your adversarial magnet that pulls you from God, may not very well be an adversary to me at all. But whatever my adversary is, it's the devil. And whatever your adversary is, the devil. So you got to be sober, vigilant. Vigilant means a mighty warrior. You got to get up day after day after day and have up in your made up mind that I'm not giving up. How many people are not giving up? Glory be to God. That's all he wants you to do. He wants you to throw in the towel. Glory be to God. Somebody say, I've come too far from where I started from. Come on. He said, nobody told me that the road would be easy. He said, I don't believe. He brought me this far. Come on, somebody. Say, I don't believe that he brought me this far to leave me. Praise God Almighty. He said, he fighteth daily, oppresses me. My enemies would daily swallow me up. For they be many. They fight against me. O thou most high. And let me tell you something, you can't beat everybody. You're not smarter than everybody. I don't know, glory be to God, but I just have to be the one to bring you the bad news. You're not more spiritual than everybody. You don't see more than everybody. You don't know Harabasindia more than everybody. And we don't have enough wisdom to fight the enemy on our own. Glory be to God. Let alone when you have a host against us. He said, they be many that fight against me. Glory be to God. As soon as one demon rises up and you taking care of that one, something else rises up. By the time you deal with that another one rise up. Good God Almighty. You're going to be warring every day, glory be to God. And it can wear you out. But the Bible says, cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. You're not going to have the strength to continue fighting, child of God, if you don't go to God daily for regeneration. How about you? If you don't keep your mind stayed on him, if you don't go with me to God, wait on the Lord. How about, and be of good courage, good God Almighty, and let him mount you up with wings as eagles, so that you can run and not be weary. How about, so that you can run and not faint. Glory be to God. You can walk, you can run. Either way, God is leading you to go. But you'll make it another day. Amen? Give God be the glory. Let us move on. He said, what time I am afraid? What time I am afraid? In those times, I will trust thee. People of God. David said, glory be to God in Psalms 27, when the enemy, glory be to God, he says, when the host gather around me, my heart will not fear. The wars rise and be troubled, and this will I be confident. You cannot be fearful and yield to it. Fear has torment. The Bible declared fear is of the devil. So when fear comes, you cannot listen to it. How about CK? Champion, child of God, I'm telling you, when fear comes, you know when you're afraid. You know when you're not trusting God. You know when you're doubting God. That is the time you got to say, I will trust. How about CR? That I will trust. You know when you're getting fearful. You know when you don't believe God's going to do it in the time frame you believe he needs to do it in. You know, glory be to God, when the situation is a little scary. How about see, God? But that's the time to trust him. And ain't the time to yield. How about to the fear? I will trust thee. And God, I will praise his word. I'm not going to praise my situation. I'm not going to praise, glory be to God, man, for extending his hand. Good God Almighty. God will use men to give unto your bosom. He'll use men to show you favor, to show you love. Good God Almighty. But every praise, how I see ya, is to our God. And every word of the worship is one accord in unison with God. How about CA? Thank man, but give God the praise. Be grateful unto man, but give God, how about CA, the praise. Yes, yes, be grateful, but give God the praise. Amen, somebody. He said, I will praise his word because it will not return. How about unto him, void? It shall accomplish that which he sent it to do and the thing that he sent it to. It cannot return undone. You may not see it, but trust it. His word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light to your path, champion. You got to stay in the word. It's more needful than your necessary food, than your natural food. Yeah, I know they call collard greens soul food. I know they call cornbread soul food. And every other thing that goes with it, I don't care, from pig feed and every kind of other feed, chicken feed and donkey feed. I don't, they call it whatever they want to call soul food. How about CA? But I'm going to tell you what soul food is. Soul food is his word. His word, glory be to God, is that fire shut up in my soul, in my bones, glory be to God. His word, glory be to God, is like a hammer. Habashi, breaking asunder, Habashi, the fallow ground, the stony heart, the enemy of your soul. So the true soul food is not collard greens and hog maws and chitlins and every other thing that we've adopted as soul food. Habashi, his word is the food we dearly need it. He said, in God I have put my trust, and I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Do you know some people will try to intimidate you in the flesh? Some people believe that they've got you bound in the flesh. Champion, I'm going to tell you today, break the arm of flesh. Let the flesh that's trying to basi kandaraboshia get you to submit to something that's not God. Break, we break it in Jesus' name today. You no longer, champion, will obey the arm of flesh. You no longer will try to please flesh. You will no longer try to please man, good God Almighty. Because if you please man, you shall not be the child of God that he's called you to be, champion. Have I seen it? You can't fear flesh. You can't submit to flesh. Fear not him, hallelujah, that can only kill the body, but cannot do nothing to your soul. Habashiya, but rather fear him that can kill your body, cast your soul into hell's flame, but don't you wait till the battle's over. Habashiya, shout now. If you know in the end, come on. If you know in the end, you're going to win. If you're not sure that in the end you're going to win, then fear has you gripped already. I break it in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit of fear operating in you. I loose you from the presence of the torment that comes with it. Come on, see ya. And put your back, glory be to God. As you submit your worship, your praise, your thanksgiving to the obedience of Christ. Somebody say, take me back to the place, how about here, where I first received you. The hymnologist, the hymnologist here in Psalm says, he warreth daily. He's fighting daily, and he's telling the truth before God that can help. He said, I'm getting oppressed. No, I'm not possessed. I'm not depressed, but I'm oppressed. That means I can feel the weight of war. How about that? Some of y'all can't feel the weight because you ain't fought in so long. You don't even, you so used to carrying it. How about that you don't feel the weight of warring because you have learned to live in submission. But I lose your soul, Sate Rabasa. I lose your soul today, champion. Habarosia. I give your dreams back to you, champion. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak strength over your soul to wake up that sleeping and arise from the dead. Habarosia. Walk in the light, Habarosia, as he's in the light. Hallelujah. So that you may have fellowship one with another in the blood. See, as long as you stay in the light, as long as you keep walking daily, the blood cleanses you from all unrighteousness. Your acts may not. Don't you trust you can live a life that cleanses you. Habashiya. But no walking in the light. His blood cleanses you if you stay in the light. So you don't have to wait till the battle's over. You can shout. Habashiya, you got a right to shout. Good God Almighty, you got a right to believe God. God Almighty, some of us got a right for what he's already done. Some of us got a right for what he's doing. Some of us got a right for what we believe he's going to do. You have a right to shout. We know in the end, you're going to win. Just let every praise be to God. Amen. 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 He said, the fight that they're putting up is after my soul. So I won't fear what man can do. He said, every day they risk my words. Don't you know people try to turn your words against you? They will try to change, glory to God, every word you say into something that they want you to say, something they believe you're saying. He said, they risk my words. You know what that means? They're trying to keep them in this atmosphere. They're trying to do soulless prayers to stop you from speaking into the spirit. Oh, yes. And if you say something naturally, they try to hold it, bind it, tackle it, arrest it. Y'all don't hear me yet, champion. But you got to make sure somebody ain't trying to grab your prayer and lock it up. Right now, champion, you got to say, I bind every soulless prayer trying to block my words. I block every demonic attack that's trying to tackle my words. I bind every multitude. Somebody don't want your word out. Somebody don't want them to hear your word. Because the word that you speak, it is spirit and it is life. And the devil don't want your word to be heard. They risk my words. They put handcuffs on them. I said, we're not letting that get to God. We're not letting that travel in the spirit to the person he's speaking over, to the person she's praying for. They said, no, we stopping that word in its tracks. Habathia. But you got to tell the devil, you are a liar. You're the father of lies, and I release my words into the spirit realm. Unbound. Unattacked. We're living in a time of people deceiving and being deceived. Act like they don't know what you're talking about. You tell them what God is saying and they look at you like you lost your mind. They risk your words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. You don't need to be around people like that. You need to be able to discern people like that. We're living in a time they'll walk right beside you, Judas. We'll meet you, glory be to God, in a very sacred place, sit down and dine with you, and kiss you to die, and look you in your face while they're doing it. You better get people like that away from you, champion. Ask God, hallelujah, let every scale fall from your eyes. And be willing to release it. Stop holding on to death. Stop holding on to people that's trying to destroy you. Stop holding on to people who got evil thoughts against you. He said they gather themselves together and then hide their self. When they wait for my soul. Wait, watch this. When they wait for my soul. People hiding, peeking, taking back evil reports that ain't even God. Don't have the love of God. Don't have no prayer life. Don't have no discernment in the spirit. And people in the church are trusting what these spies are running back telling them. They gather themselves and sneak and hide, build houses that they can see through walls. They do all kinds of things. I'm not afraid to pull a mask down on the devil. all the tricks he thinks he's playing on the children of God. I bind you in Jesus' name. Loose your hold from over the people, that ungodly report. And I speak to every champion in Christ. Pray. Don't you just receive a railing accusation against an elder? Don't you receive a railing accusation against a leader? Don't you receive another railing accusation against a child of God? He said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. He's not talking about only preachers. Don't you know somebody who just got saved is God's anointed? Don't you know that your sister in the gospel, your brother in the gospel is God's anointed? Get your hands off her in Jesus' name. Woman of God, get your eyes off him. He's God anointed. And if he don't come to you led by God, get your eyes off of him trying to throw him off track. We're receiving the wrong spirit, church. It's time for us to do it right. It's been time. We're past time. But don't you wait till the battle's over. Hallelujah. Shout now. Come on, somebody. I said shout now. If you believe God, shout now. We know in the end who's going to win. He said, they seek after my soul. They wait for it. They mark my steps. You know what that means? Somebody following you. Don't you get paranoid on me. Don't you get spooky on me now. You just need to know. How about Cynthia? The enemy is trying to track your steps. He's marking your steps so he can devise a plan. Glory be to God. So he can act like he got a authority or some insight to who you are. And we're running around people that can speak over our life like it's a big deal. He's been marking our steps for generations. He marked my daddy's steps. He marked my grandfather's steps. He marked me since I was a child. You think it's any big deal that somebody can tell me, oh, you're called to the gospel. I'll do this. God's going to do this for you. That's not prophetic utterance. That's exhortation. They ain't nothing but encouragement. And we got to stop receiving it and turning our life by a simple word like an encouragement. Somebody say to me, oh, thank you, I appreciate God bless you. And keep it moving. That's not prophetic. That's not for you to go get a divorce because of what they say. It's not for you to go buy a house because of what they say. It's not for you to go buy a car. Oh, I see you in a brand new car. Okay, thank you. God bless you. I'm glad you see it. I appreciate that in Jesus' name. That ain't prophecy. People won't even learn the word of God no more. Everybody see something. See the word. Since you see so much, see the word, child of God. See souls. Oh, I see you traveling and this and that. Listen, they've been marking your steps for the longest. You don't think the devil know what to say to you? He been. Okay, let's leave that one alone. It's time for us to shout. Hallelujah. We don't have to wait till the end. We don't have to hunt down a word of encouragement. There's so much encouragement in the Bible. Why don't you just get a word from there? We fly all over the country to get a word of encouragement that we want to call a prophetic utterance to make us feel better when all the word you need is right inside the Bible. Amen? Amen, child of God. Let us see if we can get through this today. To God be the glory. Thou tellest my wonderments. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Not a bottle. Glory to God. Thy bottle. Do you know that God bottled up our tears? Hallelujah. Do you know he has a bottle of your tears, of your pain, of your hurt, of your disappointment? He has bottled them up. They are in his book. You don't have to fight. Trust God. pay nobody back. You don't have to be angry and unforgiving to someone. It's in the book. Listen, somebody hurt you, it's in the book. Somebody disappointed you, it's in the book. How about CA? Somebody did you wrong, it's in the book. Don't let it stop you. Don't let it make you throw in the towel. Don't let it make you stop praising and shouting the God that's been so good, God Almighty. Don't wait till the battle's over. You can shout right now because it's in the book. Come on, somebody just say to yourself, thank God it's in the book. You don't got to explain nothing. You don't got to get men on your side. You don't got to get people to agree with you. It's in the book. God knows the truth. Glory be to God. He said, and when I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies. Come on, somebody. Then shall my enemies be turned back. A lot of us are fighting battles that we don't even have to. Just cry out to God. Let God arise. And his enemies be scattered. You got to believe as wax melted before the fire. So perish the wicked. The presence of God. Hey, Shababosa. But I cried out to my God. Then the enemies will turn back. You can't really, Habasiya, expect him to flee. Except you first submit. We are trying to get the enemy to turn without submission. And it's like a dog chasing his tail round and round in a circle. How about C.A. Koba? He is not going anywhere till you get submitted to God. Resist the devil, then he flees. It's a formula. It is a formula. It says, submit yourself, therefore, unto God. That's first part of the formula. Part two of the mixture, resist the devil. Part three is, he'll flee. So submitting yourself to God is the same as crying out to him. He said, when I cry to thee, then shall my enemies, not enemy, enemies. You don't have to fight one at a time. One can chase a thousand. How about the eight? Get somebody touching and agreeing with you and chuck 10,000 to fight. But you got to call on God. Do you hear me, champion? You have to call on God. We're not smart enough. We're not strong enough. We're not big enough. We're not tough enough. How about Cynthia? We're not spiritual enough. Eyes enough. Call on God. And your enemies shall flee. Amen. To God be the glory. He said they should be turned back. If his expedited closing, even though it's not a salutation. He said this, I know. Child of God, fear will overgrip you, overtake you, if you don't know what you know. Hallelujah to God. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh unto God must know, must believe. That he is. And he is every one of them that diligently seek him. You gotta know certain things. You gotta know, glory be to God, that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. You gotta know that no weapon formed against you can prosper. You got to know that greater is he that's within you than he that's in the world. You got to know that you were young, but now you old, and you never seen the righteous forsaken. God Almighty, nor his seed breaking bread. You got to know that all power was given unto him in heaven and earth. You got to know what you know, what you know. God Almighty, and it cannot let it be tampered with. It has to stay sealed to the day of redemption, champion. You can't know it today and not trust it tomorrow. He said, when I cry out to God, my enemies are fleeing, and I know it. You've got to know and stand on it and believe it. Come hell or hot water. Yeah, I said it. Hell or hot water. You've got to know what you know. You cannot let situations change what you've already established to be true in your heart. You can't let deception, you can't let words, you can't let opinions, you can't let people change what's already been established that you know. Because you be unstable. The Bible declares and instructs us, be ye steadfast and unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. So as much as you know, do you know today, champion? Do you know? Are you trying to believe? Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Don't wait till the battle's over to shout now. We know in the end you're going to win. I know you know that today, champion. As we near in the time to bring it in, just want to encourage you the more. In the end, we win. Go to the end of the book. Go to Revelation 21. No, in the end, we win. Good God Almighty. And I must say this. He said, this I know. What is it that he's so sure of? Even in the time of despair, even in the time of uncertainty, even in the time of turmoil, in the time, glory be to God, of tribulation and persecution. You know what he says he know? He said, I know that God, I know that God is for me. Sometimes, people, God, because of the situation, you may not know or even feel like God is with you. But you got to know that he's always for you. Oh, what the devil meant for bad, champion. God, Haba, has turned it for good. All things work together for the good. You got to know that God is for you, even when you don't think he's with you. He's for you. He got your back. He got your best interest at heart. Oh, yes, he do. Oh, yeah. His thoughts, his plans are to do good, not evil. He has the thoughts that I have for you. Habasia, thoughts of good. Habasia, thoughts of prosperity. Thoughts of establishment. Thoughts of strength. Thoughts of blessings. It's all good. Somebody just say to your soul, it's all good with God. He says, glory be to God. He's for me. So verse 10 declares that in God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. This is where we get our scriptural text from. He said, "Thou vows." Oh, God, somebody got to hear God today. "Thy vows are upon me." Do you know if God make a vow? It's already written in stone. He doesn't even have to vow. Because a vow is something that we make to make a covenant with God. When God speaks his word, it's already a vow. Somebody don't hear me. He's omniscient. The omnisciency of God checks with no one. The authority of God meets with nobody to come to a conclusion. If he said it, surely it shall come to pass. He's just that type of God. He don't have to ask or check with anyone. His vows are upon me. They use that word so that we can understand the direction of a personal word. Oh, we already know, glory be to God, that if God said it, listen, glory be to God. The only thing can change it is another word spoken by God. So when he say a vow, his vows is over me, they're talking about personal words, personal predestination spoken over your life. God has already spoke something over you, champion. God has already predestinated for you to arrive somewhere, champion. He's already been predestinated for you to be conformed into the image of his dear son. He's already spoken over your soul. He said, "For that cause I will render praises unto thee, for thou hast delivered." Somebody ought to give him a praise for deliverance. Oh, some of that's a such thing as a deliverance praise. Good God Almighty. You ever see somebody come up out of something? Good God Almighty. They might get a whole church up. They've got a deliverance praise. He said, "Thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt thou not also deliver my feet from falling?" Good God Almighty. "And I may walk in the light." The beautiful light. Where the dew drops of mercy shine bright. They went on to say, shine all around us. Glory be to God by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. So glad you was able to get into the word with me today. Because if it's in the word, it's undisputed. And I am Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries. 1921 Darby Town Road, Henrico, Virginia. Come on back next week. My awesome, anointed, lovely wife will be on tomorrow, 6 o'clock. Follow through throughout the week, Matthew McNeil, Friday. Pastor Matthew McNeil. Glory be to God with all honor. Apostle McNeil, Sunday morning. Stay tuned. Set your notifications and share this video and this word with somebody who you know truly need it. God bless you. Love you. Where you can be a champion in Christ, Undisputed Truth Ministries. God bless you.